have time for you and your thoughts if you call in toll-free at 855-453. Coming up, public toilet fines for bad aim. That's what Johnny Ray said he's got to talk about tonight, so we'll get to that.
Yep.
855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, plus Johnny Ray's Game of the Week, still yet to come this evening. Your calls about anything. You may also connect with us on Skype. Username there is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live, and you can call about what you want. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Doug is listening in Minnesota to WNMT in the northern part of the state. Hey, Doug.
Hey, how are you doing tonight? First of all,
I love
you guys. You guys are great. And actually, I used to live down in Florida in Palm Harbor for 10 years, so I was close to the Sarasota area. So I know right where you guys are coming from.
Small world, Doug. So what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was just telling the other guy about the little incident I had. I actually had to have a search warrant. The officer had to go get a search warrant to give me a breath test. Now, this story is going to get confusing. So if you have any
questions. Were you driving?
No, I was in my camper.
Uh-huh.
I stay at a seasonal site. I have a house. I have a camper. I have a seasonal site. I was in my camper.
So you were at a campground?
I was at a campground that I stay at. I leased. I was in my camper. At 8:50 in the morning, the officers came in and they go, or they didn't come in. They stayed by the door and they said, hey, come on out. I said, I'm not coming out. What do you need? They said, no, just come on out of here. We need to talk to you. I said, there's a screen on my camper. You can talk to me through the screen. What do you need? Because I thought something was fishy.
Yep.
So they said, well,
they're not there to enjoy a cup of coffee with you, that's for sure.
No, apparently not. So so they said, well, we got to give you a breathalyzer test. If you have any alcohol on your system, we're gonna put you in jail. I said,
what?
I'm not doing any breathalyzer test. Now, this all came from a judge mis-signing a document. All came from a judge mis-signing a document because I got the court reporter. I got their transcriptions, and it was misprinted on a court order that if I was to have any alcohol in my system, that I would go to jail. So I said, well, you're not
coming
out.
Were you out on probation?
No, I have no criminal charge whatsoever.
So I'm just curious, where did this come from? I mean, these guys show up at your camper at 8:30 in the morning.
This came from a order for protection with my wife.
Okay.
But she's kind of a vindictive person, and it was kind of a BS OFP.
So she went to the court ex parte. She had this order written against you, a protection order, which you say the judge miswrote and said that you could have no alcohol whatsoever?
Right. We have children together. I don't drink in front of my children. I hate drinking because drinking should be illegal.
Well,
and
they tried that once.
Illegal. Yeah.
They tried the whole illegal alcohol thing once. It didn't work out very well. I get where you're coming from, though. Alcohol is a very, very dangerous drug, and people need to treat it that way. But anyway, so they write this order. When did this order get written in comparison to when the police showed up at your camper?
Oh, I would say like a week.
Okay.
Well, it's even like three days. So it was no alcohol when you have your children. I was like, fine, I don't drink in front of them anyway. But then their lawyer wrote in, no alcohol whatsoever. The judge signed it. So then here comes the cops at my door, and they said, well, if you have any alcohol in your system, you're going to go to jail. I said, well, I'm not coming out. You know, you have no right. This is my camper. I'm on lease land.
Damn right.
No right.
That's your home.
This is my home. So either you get a search warrant or goodbye. See you later. Hmm. So they spent 2 hours. Well, one officer stayed here. I took a picture of him. He was a pretty nice guy, too, by the way. I'm not saying he was a bad guy, but, I mean, he wasted two hours to go get a search warrant to give me a breath test. So then they flitted through the screen. I read it. Okay, it looks good. Blah, blah, blah. I did the breath test. Came back negative. Goodbye, officers. This is the kind of harassment we get up here. I mean, is that a bunch of BS? I'm in my camper.
How long ago was this, by the way?
This was only 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I talked to my attorney about it, and I go, you know, What if I would have went to jail because a judge misread an order? What happens then? What happens if what if I get locked up because the judge misread the order? What happens then? Oh, it was just a mistake? Oh, well, that's great. It was just a mistake. Yeah. Now I'm behind bars for a great mistake. Sorry, I'm getting a little heated.
No, man. I mean, you totally you totally should. It's absolutely outrageous. You know, I have to wonder what would have happened in this situation if you didn't talk to them at all. I just have to wonder what they would have done in that particular instance. Because, you know, in a lot of cases when the police come to your front door, they're on a fishing expedition. They, you know, they don't have a warrant. They didn't in the beginning. And they know that if they knock on a door, they know that all odds are somebody's going to come answer because that's what everybody thinks they're supposed to do. But there's no obligation, as I understand it. And I'm not a lawyer, but as I understand it, there's no obligation that you have to open the door or talk to them. And you went halfway. You know, you didn't open the door for them. You didn't go outside. So that was a good thing. That was definitely a smart move because if they can't put their hands on you, there's less they can get away with. But what would have happened if you just simply ignored them completely?
They probably up in northern Minnesota. They probably have said, He wasn't responding to our orders, and we thought he was mentally unstable, so we had to go in and check on him. That's probably what would happen, I'm assuming. So, but I just answered the door.
And would it have been something where they would have known you were in there? Like, had they approached and, you know, would they have been able to see you through a window necessarily, or had you not answered, would they have not known for sure?
Good question. I went to the door. You know, if police ever come to my door, I'm going to go to it. Am I going to listen to... Now, this is from listening to you guys. So, do I just open the door and say, hey, come on in. Hey, come on into my place. Hey, you got the badge. Come on in. No. And I learned that from you guys, and I appreciate that.
Cool, man. Well, I'm glad that you didn't end up going to jail. I'm sorry to hear about that story. It's particularly outrageous, and it would be interesting to know, you know, how that would have changed things. Just as an example, you know, our friends Pete and Adamo were harassed by the police and actually arrested in a situation where they had their, I guess it was their RV parked in a place in Las Vegas, and they engaged with the police and ended up getting arrested after that. And it's one of those things where you always wonder, how would it have been different? Of course, you never get to compare, right? Like, you never get the exact same situation again, so you don't really get to try different options and see, you know, which one would work the best. I think that considering how you went about things, you did a pretty good job. The only thing I would have recommended besides that would be to have pulled out a video camera and gotten the whole thing on the record.
I should have, but I just took his picture because I thought it was so outrageous. And then I played a little Metallica, you know, the San Quentin song. So I had to play a couple songs for him, too, while he was waiting here for 2 hours. Because, you know, I didn't want him to be bored and stuff. I mean, after all, it was 2 hours to get a search warrant to give me a breathalyzer test. I mean, that's your taxpayers' money right at work, right there.
There you go. He could have been out investigating a real crime. He could have been investigating somebody who actually committed a violent act against another human being, but no.
I was in my camper sleep. I was basically sleeping. He woke me up out of a sleep.
What did you play for him, Doug?
Excuse me?
What music? Metallica. What music were you playing for him? Metallica.
Oh, Metallica. Saint Anger. You know, when in the beginning where he says, "Welcome to San Quentin." You're all inmates and stuff. You know, I had to play him cop music.
Doug, I want to thank you for your call, and thanks for sharing that story tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, sir. 855-453, SACL CAI toll-free line. What do you think, Johnny Ray? I mean, how about how he handled that there?
That's great. I'd like to think that I would have done the same thing. I know that sometimes I have and sometimes I haven't. You know, I had a alcohol distiller.
Mm-hmm.
Here in New Hampshire when I first moved here, and I operated it. The police came to the house.
That's illegal, Johnny Ray.
Doing something, looking for loud music, and they saw it in my kitchen, and I let them come on in, and I showed them the whole thing.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I did.
Wait, what? Why'd you do that?
Because I didn't think I was going to get away with it. I had this contraption in there underneath a camo net with tubes and stuff coming out of
it. Hang on, we'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th. A weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you. We got a webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Just go to cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com to do that. Johnny Ray, you were telling us the story about your still. I don't know if there was more you wanted to add, but we didn't have a whole lot of chance to flesh that out.
Sure. You had asked me my opinion on how Doug had handled himself and his camper.
Right, when the cops came and wanted to give him a breathalyzer at 8:30 in the morning.
Right. And I said that sometimes I've been proud of the way that I handled myself, and sometimes I haven't.
Sure.
Early on, after moving to New Hampshire, I bought an alcohol distiller, and I was distilling alcohol in my kitchen, and I said it was under camo netting. It was under a poncho liner, which is sort of like a quilted camouflage blanket, small little blanket, and I was using that for insulation because I wanted the ton to be and I wanted it to be as hot as possible at the business end of it, and then I had coolant tubes running through it in the upper portion of it. So I had this thing wrapped, this contraption wrapped in camouflage with wires and coolant tubes coming out of it. And the police saw that. And, I mean, I can only imagine what they thought it was. You know,
they saw that through the window?
They saw it through the door. There was a door leading right into my kitchen from the driveway.
And the police were there for what reason?
They had gotten a noise complaint from a different address.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little hazy on their, you know, the probable cause for them coming over. But I think that they had gotten a noise address that was from a noise complaint that was supposed to be at a different address. And they got there. There was nothing happening, and they heard a party at my house.
Mm-hmm.
So probably if there was a noise complaint they were responding to, probably I was the cause of it. So
they show up at your door.
They show up at our house. We're actually in the driveway hanging out, drinking some Buds and some Bud Lights and so forth and talking about liberty.
How did they get over to the door to where they could see the still?
The driveway ran all the way around the house.
Mm-hmm.
We lived on the corner, so the driveway accessed both of those streets that we were on.
Mm-hmm.
So they parked on the street and walked into the driveway, and the kitchen door was right there. We were standing outside the kitchen door. The door was open.
And they saw the still and said something about it?
They saw the still. They said, I don't remember exactly what they said, but it was probably something like, whoa, 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 what is that? And, partly because I will try to appear to reconstruct my reasoning. Partly it was because I wanted to reassure them that I didn't have a bomb or that I was rendering human fat into soap or that I was cooking meth or anything like that. I wanted them to know that I was doing something relatively innocuous. Also, I was kind of proud of my setup there, and it was a party. I was drinking.
Yeah.
You know what?
So you told them? I mean, when they asked you that, what did you do?
I said I said it's an alcohol distiller.
Oh. So you could have just said none of your business, right, and then closed the door.
Yes, I could have, I wish I had done that.
Was it like something where maybe you just weren't thinking straight?
Yeah.
A little inebriated?
Yeah, and I was very inexperienced.
Mm. Yeah, that was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That'll do it, man. I mean, being in a situation with the police is a very intimidating situation, and if you don't have practice at it, you're probably going to screw something up.
Yeah, and like we said before, it's a great idea to try something, to try and push back a little bit,
mm-hmm.
because then you learn a little bit, it makes it easier to do next time, and you'll be able to represent yourself better the more you step outside the envelope, I guess, of what you're used to.
So you told them what it was.
Uh-huh.
They then went inside?
Yep. They came inside. They took my...
Like, hell yeah, we want one of these for the office.
They said... The upshot was they made me give them a piece of it that would render the thing inoperable.
Really? They didn't take the whole thing?
No, they didn't take the whole thing.
Wow, see, I didn't know that part of the story.
Yeah, they called somebody else in to take pictures.
Uh-huh.
So they called somebody in to take pictures. They said, give us a piece of it so that you can't use it anymore.
Is it possible that you could be charged now that you've admitted to this on the radio? Did you admit that it was yours when you were there?
Yes.
Okay. So they could have charged you with something, right? But they didn't.
Yes. They said you'll hear back from... We don't know what's... We're going to have to send these photos off. We don't know what's going to happen to you,
hmm.
but we'll be in touch.
Did they ever get back in touch?
I kept in touch with them.
Really? Okay.
But yeah, they were coordinating with the New Hampshire Liquor Commission.
Right.
And so I, once a week, would call the officer who was in charge of the investigation. And in the end, they said that we're not going to pursue any charges.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why.
I do, too. Yeah. I don't know why. I was...
I mean, they had you dead to rights. You basically copped to it and then gave them the equipment.
Uh-huh.
It's interesting.
Yep, and...
Normally, they take that stuff pretty serious, I would think. So, I wonder why they do that.
The state of New Hampshire gets roughly half of their gross revenue from the Liquor Commission.
That much? I didn't even realize that.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Yes.
And for those that don't know, in New Hampshire, the so-called Live Free or Die state, the state has a monopoly on liquor.
Yep, dealing drugs is their greatest source of revenue.
Let's go to the phones. Josh is in West Virginia listening to WVTS. Hello, Josh.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Welcome, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, not much. I just heard the previous caller, and I had an anecdote relating to police. Actually, I have several, but I just wanted to isolate on one tonight.
All right.
What had happened to me was, this was a couple of years ago, you know, and I don't agree with the drug war and a lot of their policies and stuff, but I really don't want to get into that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I am a consenting adult, and I did, prior to this happening, purchase some cocaine. Okay? So I had that in my pocket, and my name is on the deed. I owned this duplex property, and I lived in the top portion of the duplex, right?
Gotcha.
Well, I loaned my car to somebody. I had those narcotics or whatever in my pocket. I mean, I'm a college student, all this different stuff. Drugs have never ruined my life in any way except for the prosecutions by the state of me having them. Yeah, okay. So I had that in my pocket. My cell phone went dead. It's the middle of the night.
Where are you, by the way? Are you at your home?
This was in Huntington, West Virginia, at where I live. It's a duplex.
Okay.
To the top. I rent the bottom out to somebody else.
Yep.
My name is on the deed. Okay,
yep.
Whatever. I'm living there.
Okay.
Now, I couldn't get in either because I didn't have my key, and it's late at night. I own the place, so I just start kind of kicking on the door. I just need to get in. You know what I mean? Well, the neighbors call the cops. Okay? You would think they would have known me, but okay, whatever.
Oh, my goodness. Hang on. I want to get to the rest of your story. Stand by, Josh. We're going to bring you back, all right? Hang on. 855-450-FREE. Josh is trying to get into his own home. His neighbors, who you would hope would know what you look like, call the cops on him. We'll find out what the remainder of the story is. And he's got cocaine in his pocket. So this should be interesting. We're on the way. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Just In Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to powerplucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. Powerplucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course you can bring us anything that you want. That is the point of the program. When we call it Free Talk Live, you're free to call in, talk about anything you want, and the show's live 7 nights per week from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. You can help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations by going to promote.freetalklive.com. There are different... actually, you can help us get more listeners that way, too. There are bumper stickers that you can get for free. There are banners that you can download and put up on your website. There are also flyers you can put out there into your community and other tools you can access over at promote.freetalklive.com. With you in studio, Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
We're going to go back to Josh in moments. He's telling us a story about the police and him being locked out of his own house and what happened there. We're going to get right back into that. But I want to encourage you to check out a friend of the show, another show that is friendly with Free Talk Live, School Sucks Project. It's a podcast, a call-in show, YouTube channel, web community, promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. On the School Sucks Project, they regularly discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. So, you may visit their YouTube channel and watch their controversial video, Why Libertarianism is So Dangerous, which explains the worst-case scenario that follows the overnight disappearance of government. The ending will shock you. SchoolSucksProject.com as we go back to Josh in West Virginia. So, Josh, you had some cocaine in your pocket.
Okay, yes. And yes. This is the absolute irony of it. Okay, yeah, I told you I was trying to get in my house.
Trying to get in your house. Yep.
Door.
Your keys were with your friend.
I had took my jacket off prior to this, and the coke was in the jacket while I was sitting on the door. I see a cop come, and I don't like cops at all, but because of past experiences. But the irony of it was I was actually walked down in the street to wave down the cop saying, hey, I need some help here. Can I borrow your phone or something? I'm trying to get my house. And they were there to arrest me, to my surprise.
Hold on. You know, he just arrest you right out the gate?
No, they come up there, they start talking to me. Yeah, I mean, they kind of put me in handcuffs. They'd had a call of my description, you know, of a break and entering. So, yeah, I mean, they get out of the car, they told me to get on my knees, you know, all that stuff, arrested me. And at this point, I don't know if I'm a pacifist anyway. I don't know if you've ever experimented with cocaine or anything, but, I mean, when you're coming down from that, That's the last thing you want. I'm being very cordial to these people. Mind you, I am extremely scared, too. I'm being nothing but nice to these officers, you know?
Yep.
So I get in the car, or, you know, they arrest me. And then there's that whole ambiguity between arrest and detained. Well, they said I was detained, but when you're in handcuffs, that doesn't make you feel any better, you know?
Sure.
So I'm trying to explain to them I do own this property or whatever. I'm showing them my ID, but, you know, they're saying blah, blah, blah. You know, we can't verify this and all this stuff. And I said, knock on the downstairs neighbor's door. You know, they know I'm the tenant, but they didn't answer the door, the downstairs neighbors.
Oh, no.
Probably. I mean, to their credit, though, who wants to answer the door when a police is
talking?
You know,
sure.
So, okay. So, you know, they end up, we're going to have to kick the door down and all this stuff. And I'm like, why? Because there could be somebody in there held hostage right now. It's my
ridiculous.
Place. And to give one thing to the cost, I'm not giving too much to them. They don't know for sure that I was the owner of the property, but still, they wanted to just, that was their excuse to kick the door down, you know?
Yeah.
So they kicked my door down there, tear up all my stuff, you know? Of course, I had to pay for it, you know? That never happened. But anyway, they come back out, and it was just the attitude of the cost. Oh, I forgot to mention, it was crack cocaine. And, you know, there's all this negative connotation stigma. I was just a recreational user in college.
Yep.
You know, it's a base form of cocaine. So I don't even want to, you know what I mean?
Yep.
You know, there will be listeners that will think the negative connotation between crack and coke. But really,
I don't recommend it personally. I'm not into it, but, you know,
saying,
some
no,
people,
no,
hey,
I'm
whatever.
Saying, you know, I mean, yeah, you know, I mean, I'm a consenting adult, you know.
As long as you weren't robbing anybody for it, then whatever.
I've never stolen anything. That's the thing about it. You being treated like a criminal for being a consenting adult. Owning a chemical, and you've never committed any type of robbery or anything in your life. Mm. Anyway, the cops come out there. I mean, they were just so rude to me.
55, 450 free. I understand you were trying to give us the reality of the situation, that the cops were saying nasty things to you, and they were being nasty, and I get it, and I wish we could have finished that conversation. Maybe you can call us another night. And finish up the story. Unfortunately, the rules are the rules, and we got to enforce that one. I don't like to do it.
Sure,
I really
sure.
don't.
Did I tell you the story about when I had the donut powder? I'd been eating some powdered donuts, and I had some white powder around my mouth.
No,
and
I
had been pulled over, and the police thought that I was trying to get rid of the evidence. Yeah, when I was in Asheville.
They couldn't instantly tell that it was a donut powder, like it didn't smell like donuts, too? You think they would have a nose for that.
Well, I mean, he didn't lick my face or sniff it really close or anything. I was coming out of I had got some donuts from a gas station, and I was leaving the gas station. I worked there, and one of my coworkers came running out to tell me something that we hadn't covered in the conversation that we'd had inside. I didn't see him. I was driving off. Police officer driving by sees me driving away from the gas station and a gas station employee running out after me. So he pulls me over, and I had gotten some Krispy Kreme while I was in there. And so he pulls me over. I have been eating this white powdered donut. Put it down, got, you know, a little bit of powdered sugar around my mouth, and he sees that, and he says, open your mouth, and he clamps his hand around my jaws and squeezes my jaws.
That's outrageous.
To force my mouth open.
Where was this?
This was in Asheville. This was
oh
in
my gosh.
South Central Asheville, North Carolina.
That's sick.
It was interesting. I was not expecting that.
I don't know how legal that is. I mean, that sounds wrong to me to just force someone's mouth open because they have a little powder on their lips. I mean, that's outrageous.
Yep. And I think he was embarrassed about it. So to cover his embarrassment, he pulled me out of the car and summoned another officer, and they took my car apart and checked it over. He gave me, I think he did give me a ticket for my registration being out of date. I told him to keep up the good work. And
did you really?
Uh-huh.
definitely were not practiced back then.
No, I mean, I did. The
you weren't being sarcastic when you said
no,
that?
No, I was.
Oh, you were, okay.
I was, because we both knew that the whole scene was just ridiculous. and it was a big waste of time. So I told him to keep
but
up the good
But he started
work.
It, so he kept going all the way through to the end. Huh?
Right, right.
Let's go to Mac. He's listening in 29 Palms, California. Mac, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnny Ray.
December 5. Fi, whichever one of you two was in the Marines.
Semper Fi.
Go ahead now, so, Mac. What's on your mind?
I'm calling to tell you that I'm pretty disgusted with the way this country's running. Everything I tell you is from the late 70s to the 80s, which is when I was serving. So I have a 20-year-old son who has less rights than I had as an active-duty Marine, as an active-duty slave, because, as you well know, you're only promised one meal and 1 hour of sleep a day. My son has less rights today under this so-called law that we have in this country than I had as an indentured servant.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. In my short life, I've seen this country change a lot for the worse in that arena.
So I'm really concerned about the our young up and coming Marines. You know, it's like I'm not really sure where they stand in relationship to Obama giving the order to start taking people's Second Amendment rights away. Although I have to tell you, every Marine I've talked to so far is on the people's side.
That's an interesting question, and a lot of people, I think, are concerned with that, the idea that the U.S. military will be used as a domestic policing force and go around and confiscate guns or whatever, round people up, etc. So there's a lot of fear out there about that. I mean, Johnny Ray, you were in, within the last decade, right? About a decade ago? When'd you get out?
I got out in 2000, so it was a while ago. I like to think of the Marine Corps as the most thoughtful of the four branches, but I think they'd do it. I think the Army definitely, and all the rest of them, they'd do it.
Thanks, Mac, for the call, man. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. More coming up. Johnny Ray's Game of the Week on the way. Free Talk Live.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-924-6929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on, because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-924-6929. That's 1-800-924-6929.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking up the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here at 855-450-FREE. That would be the toll free number brought to you by SACL CAI. 855-450-FREE. Also, you may join us on Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Johnny Ray, we've been teasing your public toilet fine story all night. Yep. Can we squeeze that and the game of the week into the same segment?
Moments remain. Yeah, I think so.
All right. Where do we want to start?
With the China story, Shenzhen.
All right. Tell me about it.
Sure. People with a poor aim are to be fined if they miss their mark when using public toilets in Shenzhen, officials said, provoking online derision over how the rule will be enforced.
Yeah, I'd like to know that myself.
The penalty will apply to those who urinate outside the bowl of facilities in Shenzhen, although draft regulations did not specify a minimum quantity of spillage required to be classed as a violation. Such uncouth use of a public toilet will be fined 100 RMB, renminbi, by authorities from next month, a city government official said on Tuesday. Users of China's Weibo social networks poured scorn on the measures, raising the prospect of hordes of toilet inspectors being deployed to inspect performance. A number of new civil servant positions will be created. There will be a supervisor behind every urinating person to see whether the pee is straight, wrote one poster. Another added, very good measures. I expect they can create 20 jobs on average for every public toilet. Officials with the department responsible for details.
Just have an observer there the whole time, right?
A pecker checker, if you will. Could not immediately be reached for comment on Tuesday. That's about all I have to that. That's just that's what comes when you have this there ought to be a law mentality. Know what I'm
saying?
Well,
you know, I don't blame somebody for wanting this one. I mean, this has got to be a real frustration for people that clean these toilets.
Uh-huh.
Now, are we talking about, and you probably don't know from this relatively short article, but are we talking about a government toilet? Like in some cities, they have government toilets that are available to the public to use. They are usually coin operated or whatever, and you know they still, even though they're coin operated, you still have a problem with people going in there and having sex, people going in there and sleeping or shooting up drugs, things like that. So yeah, they're probably dealing with some pretty difficult situations.
Yeah, it says public toilets. And I assume that means that they're run by the municipality.
The public, yeah, or by the government. Yeah, exactly. So that I don't blame them for this. I mean, it's frustrating, and you're a janitor, Johnny Ray, so I'm sure you've cleaned up your share of nasty toilet messes.
Sure, yeah, it'll upset you. And
it'd be nice to get a little spiff out of each one. Like if it was a particularly bad mess, to make a little bit more money if you were if you're cleaning that up. So I don't blame them.
Right, right. The only problem here would be that the taxpayers being milked to pay for these toilets in the first place.
Yeah.
So that's just a funny story. I've heard that the toilets in Shenzhen are particularly bad.
But nobody else gets to do this. I mean, the restaurant that you go to or wherever that you might use their toilet facilities, they don't get to fine you if you miss the mark. They don't get to fine you if you leave, if you leave a mess behind. And it's just part and parcel of the service that they're offering. They offer a clean bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And it's a shame when people disrespect that. But there's no shortage of that. I mean, whether they disrespect it on purpose or simply because they're too sick to make it to the toilet bowl or whatever, that's just the way it is. You don't get to fine your customers over that one.
Right.
Unless you're the state.
All right. Done.
Game of the week. Stand by. We'll get to it. Ron is on the line in Richmond. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnny Ray. Hello, Ron.
Yeah, first of all, I wanted to say thanks for the amp chart. It was awesome, and your follow-up on it was really cool.
Oh, great. Yeah, you're talking about the exclusive amplifier-only T-shirt that we came out with over the summer, and you were one of several dozen people that put orders in for those, so glad you liked it. Go ahead, Ron.
Okay, well, the guy who just was talking about the Marines and, you know, taking people's guns to Border 2 and refusing, Brett on the school stocks, he covered this pretty in detail. People were trained to respond to authority, and almost everyone in the military has been trained for 12 plus years of their life to respond to orders and to do what they are told and not to question those orders. And the training system we go through is very efficient, and unless we've been woken up, we will follow our orders. So I'd say 99% plus of everyone in the military, if given the order, take away Second Amendment rights, they will follow yours without question. They will say, yes, sir, and that's it.
So you have been a Marine, then, is what you're saying?
No, I have not. I know people in the military, and I've asked a lot of people in the military and asked them, you know, if you were given an order to violate the Constitution, what would you do? And almost all of them say the same thing. I follow my orders.
Hmm.
So, now,
well, Johnny Ray was in the Marines, and he did say that he believed that most of the people that he was with would follow those orders.
Right. So, and on the other note you all were talking about earlier when it comes to acid use or LSD use,
yes.
I myself and many of the people I have associated with over the years have done large, copious amounts of LSD, mescaline, peyote, and magic mushrooms. And all of them are, I would call, psychologically well-balanced people today who actually lead very productive lives and have never had to go see a therapist.
While most Steve Jobs is infamous for saying that his LSD experience was one of the three most important experiences of his life.
Right. So, you know, now have there been some exceptions? Yeah, I knew one guy who had a wife. She took it once. She was then diagnosed as bipolar, but I don't think it made her bipolar. I think she was bipolar, and it basically let the cat out of the bag.
Probably true. Ron, thanks for your call and the thoughts, man. Appreciate hearing from you. And 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Back to that story briefly, Science Daily's report. They found in this study, massive study on the use of psychedelic drugs, recent clinical trials have failed to find any evidence of any lasting harmful effects of psychedelics. The researcher said, which supports the robustness of their own findings. Many people, said one of the researchers, report deeply meaningful experiences and lasting beneficial effects from using psychedelics. Other studies have found no evidence of health or social problems among people who had used psychedelics hundreds of times in legally protected religious ceremonies. Johnny Ray, game of the week this week.
It's a fitness app. I just joined the gym. I'm trying to put myself in a situation where I can go out on the beach and kick sand in Pete Ayer's face. So I got a fitness app. No, I didn't get it. I tried to get it, but I have to talk about it because it was so cool. I was reading about it. It's called Zombies Run!
But you didn't get it.
No, I didn't. I ended up getting it because it didn't, according to Google Play, it doesn't work on my device.
Oh, no. That's too bad.
Yeah, but it's a fascinating concept.
Tell me about it.
It's called Zombies Run! Exclamation point, and the sequel is out now. It's available at the App Store and
Zombies, comma, Run, or just Zombies Run! Exclamation.
Zombies, comma, Run! Okay. Exclamation point. Two.
Oh, all
yeah,
right.
Two. So it's a fitness app.
Yep.
You go, you start the app up, and it starts telling you a story about, you know, you're in the middle of a zombie apocalypse, and you are runner five. You're playing a character that you get missions to go get supplies. Whenever you go out running, you're gathering supplies. And when you get back home, you can take those supplies and use them to build your base.
Hmm.
And you can apportion the supplies out to your soldiers or your doctors or whatever.
This is a game that goes for multiple days then? You can like keep playing it over a long period of time?
There's either 60 or 60-plus missions in Zombies Run 2. It's got all the missions from the original Zombies Run plus more.
Wow.
So it tells you the story. You're out there, you're gathering supplies. It's also, if you're interested in interval training, which is like a combination of kind of jogging, running, and sprinting, you can turn on this zombie horde mode where as you're running, you'll hear...
So you have to have headphones in for this.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it tells you the story as you're running and tells you about your mission and so forth.
Wow.
And when you hear zombies, that means you've got to start sprinting or the zombies are going to get you. And so it logs your distance. It logs your
because the phone has a little device in it that can tell if it's being moved and like basically act as a pedometer essentially.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure what you would do with this is you would make sure the GPS feature is turned on in your phone.
Yeah, okay,
and
that too.
It uses that, and then it uses the accelerometer. Yes,
that's
Ian,
the word.
It uses the accelerometer to tell whether or not you're moving fast enough to get away from the zombies.
Mm-hmm.
So it just seems like a fantastic idea to motivate somebody who maybe wants to start running, and it'll give you a reason. If you're into base building games or zombie culture, it'll give you a reason to go out and run.
Wow.
I think it's really cool. It's $3.99.
Interesting idea too. I've never heard of anything like that before.
Yeah.
Very original. That's even better than the one where you throw it up in the air. The phone.
Send me to heaven
last week. Hey, we're out of time. Johnny Ray, thanks for coming in.
I had a blast.
See you tomorrow. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
You hear that rattle, kid? It's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.